We have Todd Zwillick with us, our Washington correspondent. He's going to give us an update on the chances for immigration reform in Capitol Hill. But I just want to remind people, Todd, that you also do a podcast each week called Power Players at our website, thetakeaway.org, where you get some of these extended conversations with some of their lawmakers. But let's talk to you about immigration. This is the big topic of conversation, not just in Arizona, where Valeria Fernandez is, but in Washington as well. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has unveiled a plan for comprehensive immigration reform. It includes a plan on the borders and a new ID card. So give me some details about this. Is this new proposal kind of focused on these Republican priorities for securing the border, or more on the Democratic priorities for legalizing the immigrants who are already here?
Oh, well, good morning, Celeste. It's a little bit of both. It's kind of an all things for all people in one of the most politically touchy debates you can have in the United States. And the proposal sort of crafted that way. You mentioned border security, and what this proposal has at the very top, bullet item 1A, is border security. And the Democrats say they agree with Republicans. The Republican rallying cry on immigration all across the country, including in Arizona, is secure the border first, and then we can talk about what we need to do about the rest of the immigration system. This proposal really does that. It says more border agents, more ICE immigration agents at ports and borders of entry, lots of beefing up of the border security system to do that first, and then you do reforms with illegal immigrants who are already in the country, with employers and a lot of things like that. Democrats say you have to do both of these things at the same time, really. You can't just do a border security proposal and then worry about the 11 million people who are here, or then worry about employers. You have to sort of do them hand in glove. I will mention to you, Celeste, there is one word that I searched for three times that is not in this 26-page proposal.
What's that?
That word is fence. The word fence does not appear.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about the other part of their plan, which is this new ID card that Reid mentions. What's the details on that?
Well, it is an ID card, but what it really is a proposal for your Social Security card, which you already have, but it's paper. You know, it looks like it comes from the 1960s because it does. Make that plastic and put a chip in it with your personal information, your age, where you live, a photo, and your employment status. Now, here's what they stress. They're trying not to call it a national ID card because that's touchy. They say this is your Social Security card. You can control who may read the information. So if you are a United States citizen and there's no question about your employment status, you don't have to let anyone read it. However, if employers now will have to verify the citizenship, I shouldn't say citizenship, the immigration status of someone who's going to work there. And if you have proper work status, you have a Social Security card, the employer should be able to read that with the machine and verify. And what that means is no more excuses. The employers can verify easily. They get higher fines if they knowingly hire an illegal immigrant.
All right. So Harry Reid says that there's something in here for both parties. He seems to think that there's something in here everyone can agree upon. But take a listen to House Minority Leader John Boehner. He had a press conference yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
In the middle of an election year, after we've had bills like health care shoved down our throats and the process twisted, tortured, pressured, bribed, you cannot do a serious piece of legislation of this size with this difficulty in this environment.
Does that mean the Republicans are not open to this?
So far, there aren't any Republicans who are open to it. John Boehner, certainly not. The one Republican, of course, everyone is talking about is Senator Lindsey Graham of Arizona. He's from South Carolina. Everybody's got Arizona on the mind, including me. Graham has backed out of immigration negotiations. He was originally negotiating this bill with Chuck Schumer. He released a statement yesterday. I'll read one part of it, the important part to you quickly. He says a conceptual paper that promises everything to everyone is not the same as responsible legislation. So Harry Reid's going to need at least one Republican to get this to the floor, Celeste. He doesn't have it yet.
Okay, thanks, Todd. Let's go to Arizona now. Back to Valeria Fernandez, reporter with Feet in Two Worlds. That's a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. So, Valeria, you say three lawsuits have been filed. You actually spoke with the president of the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, and here's what he had to say.
This is an attempt to pervert federal national priorities in immigration and shift them to the political whims of Arizona.
He's talking about this controversial immigration law passed in Arizona. They tweaked it a little bit to tighten restrictions on whether or not you can use race or ethnicity to, I guess, racially profile people. Is that going to address these lawsuits?
I don't think that the people that are finally lost it are going to be satisfied with those changes. It was a change in one of the words, but there's still concerns that this could lead to racial profiling. Remember that we had a history here in Arizona with what we've seen on the office of Sheriff Joe Arpaio and the way he used the 287G programs to enforce immigration laws, and his actions led to a lot of lawsuits too, claiming racial profiling, and that program also was supposed to have some safeguards. So it's really a question of how this is going to be enforced in the practice, even more than what's there on the books right now. And still pending the governor's approval, which, I mean, she's most likely to sign it, but we have to see that. And I also want to tell you, Celeste, Maldives is among a coalition of civil rights groups. They are the ones that announced they will be filing a lawsuit, but they haven't yet. So we have a number of other groups, including the Latino clergy group, CONALIP, if I'm not saying the name here, who did file a lawsuit yesterday. And very interestingly, two police officers filed a couple of lawsuits, one in Tucson and in Phoenix, because they believe this law will put them in a
bad position. Okay, so we've also heard from the ACLU, some other civil rights groups, and also from the Attorney General Erica Holder that there could be other lawsuits. But we're also looking forward to May Day. We're expecting massive protests, not only across the country, but in Arizona as well. Are you expecting a large protest rally there?
Certainly, Tucson is going to be the place. There's going to be a pretty big march over there. Organizing is huge. And Phoenix also will have a rally, but it's going to be more of a community forum to organize for, you know, what the next steps are going to be for Arizonans.
Any idea how many people could attend?
Well, they're talking about it's going to go into the thousands, but it may be more. You know, people are trying to find a place to express themselves.
Yep.
So I think organizers might be surprised by a high turnout.
We'll keep our eye on that. Valeria Fernandez is a reporter with Feet in Two Worlds. She joined us from Phoenix, Arizona.